AircheckDownloads.com. Oh, yeah. Cybernates. Smooth radio
breakfast. Smooth radio. Oh,
Roy Orbison, his first European tour since 2009, talking about Lionel Richie. You can see Lionel Richie live in Birmingham, Cardiff, Sheffield, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, and Aberdeen. Tickets go on sale this morning. Dates, tickets, all the info, just go to smoothradio.co.uk and listen later for Lionel Richie on Smooth. It's 8:10. All this week, around about this time, we're giving you the opportunity to prove just how awake and alert you are for a chance to win £1,000 and a year's supply of PG Tips. We hope you've had your PG Tips this morning. Let me tell you what happened. You think this business is awash with corruption, don't you? You know, bribes, cons, nothing this morning. Had to go around to the convenience store at 5 o'clock in the morning to get my supply of PG Tips. Mind you, that's the trickle-down effect, I suppose, so fair enough. We hope you had your PG Tips this morning, nice cup of tea, to get you ready for the day, because we need you wide awake enough to answer what is effectively a riddle. You might call it a teaser question, I don't know. You've been registering to play over the weekend, and now, if you've left those details, be by your phone. We could be calling you in just a moment. PG Tips, and you could be £1,000 better off. So just recap, what always runs but never walks, often murmurs, never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, has a mouth that never eats. It's a river. Seb's mother is a school teacher, you should know that. That's why this sort of thing happens. We'll get a I really can't believe.
PG Tips.
Rise and shine.
With a wakey-uppy cuppa.
Who has a kettle that does that? That's a sound effect. Done Downstairs by Jonathan. We'll try and improve it. Actually, no, we'll stick with that. It's just as good. PG Tips. Tomorrow, it could be you. Just go to smoothradio.co.uk to play.
Simon Bates. Smooth Radio Breakfast.
Smooth Radio Breakfast. Smooth Radio.
Michael Sullivan is celebrating his 34th birthday today in Cheadle Hume. Good morning to him. It's 8:30.
Smooth Radio Travel News.
The very latest for London and the UK.
With German Wings. Low-cost flights from Stansted to Germany.
Slow on the A4 into London this morning.
Rain confined to the southeast of England this morning, backed up by a strong breeze, largely dry everywhere else. With sunny spells this morning, but it is colder today. 9:28. Britain is waiting for reports from independent observers after Vladimir Putin claimed victory in the Russian presidential election. Alexis in Arbroath, I have a kettle that sounds like that. You have a kettle that sounds like...
PG Tips.
Rise and shine.
With a wakey-uppy cuppa.
No. That's an old sound effect, sure.
As it might be.
Jamie in Scotland. Can you play the kettle whistle a little less loud? Or give us a warning, please. It hurt my ears both times you played it.
Simon Bates. Smooth Radio Breakfast. With PG Tips.
Helping you start your day.
Put the kettle on.
Let's go!
Belinda Carlisle will be there.
Text PPI to 81825.
Simon Bates, Smooth Radio Breakfast. Smooth Radio.
What is great about it, our tune, is that you can trust us with the story. And very often, our tunes run to 5, 6, 7, or 8 pages. This is one of the briefest I've ever read. It's from Chris Lilly in Tipton. Absolutely no secret about the name. And it's so personal. It's maybe 8 paragraphs. That's all. but 8 paragraphs of pure paranoia. It's a message specifically to one person, to Linda Lilly, who is Chris's wife, who is remarkable, and who shows the deep love that he has realized in the last few weeks she has. Story goes back to the back end of last year. Everything went wrong in the Lilly household. He lost his job, took redundancy, and felt that it was like the end of his working life. And that's a depressing thought for anybody. He may have been a useful contributor to the region's economy, but there he is, feeling no use at all. At which point, Linda becomes the strength of the family, very supportive, made him feel wanted and useful. And she'd say things like, don't worry, enjoy the rest, because you know something's going to turn up and you'll be far too busy again. And that gave him a little bit of confidence, but maybe not all the confidence he needed. And then at the end of January, just a few weeks ago, he lost the sight in one eye, suddenly, without warning, and was rushed into hospital for tests. And 2 weeks later, sitting with the consultant in the hospital, he was told what the problem was, the reason that he lost the sight in one eye, that he had a brain tumor. So, stuck for words. As far as he knew, a brain tumor tended to be goodnight Vienna. So the first impact was a personal one. You know, what do I do about this? And then he realized and remembered that he had a family. How do I tell the wife? How do I tell the kids? And he realized he wasn't absolutely certain that he could handle all the information that was given to him. And he told Linda, and she was fabulous. She didn't crumble into a crying wreck. She held the family together. She rang and told the kids, got them to visit the hospital. 2 weeks passed, and then he was transferred to another hospital for a decision on whether or not to operate. Well, the decision was made, not to operate, but to use drugs. And the tumor has turned out not to be cancerous. The comment made by the specialist was, if you're going to have a tumor, this is the one to have. And from being absolute gloom and blackness and darkness and no future, suddenly, for Chris and for Linda, I expect, the sun started shining, the birds were singing, life, and he does mean life, is good. He considers the whole thing a second chance, but it's also made him think what his wife was going through during the last few weeks. So the message is simple, and it's for her, for nobody else. It's the one person, the sweetheart, the lover, the best friend, the life partner, the person who Chris has learnt to love and to spend time with, his beautiful wife, Linda. And the story goes, quite simply, for being his strength and rock during the last few deeply gloomy weeks, keeping him upbeat and positive, driving home to a dark and lonely place, having to go to work and hold it all together while she was crying herself to sleep every night, sick with worry and fear. For all that, and for more, Chris wants to say to his wife, thank you. And he loves you. And words cannot convey how blessed he feels. As a partner and a soulmate in life, as far as he's concerned, he's going nowhere without Linda. The Marvelettes, and When You're Young and in Love, and it's for one person who's been through hell, I would think, in the last couple of weeks, having been told that he's got a brain tumor, and then having been told a few weeks later that it wasn't cancerous, and has come to rely totally on the woman he loves. A woman he's always loved, but maybe hasn't had time recently to mention it. Chris Lilly and Linda in Tipton. I wish you luck. Please keep in touch and tell me how you carry on. And if you'd like to have an hour tune done for you, it's very simple. Just go to smoothradio.co.uk. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a song as well that's associated with it. Happy, as in that one, or sad. Let me know. Hour tune. 8:40 every morning.
Simon Bates, smoothradio.co.uk.
Oh yeah, Simon Bates,
Wayne and Lionel Richie. All the info about tickets at smoothradio.co.uk, and the bookings open at 9:30 this morning.
They're lifesavers.
Smooth Radio weather.
For a full 5-day forecast, see smoothradio.co.uk.
Grey and windy, and damp as well for southeast England, with dry and clear spells everywhere else this morning. Breezy across the UK and feeling colder than it has been. On FM, online, and across the UK on digital radio. Have you sent your tune in to me yet? Do it sometime this week if you can. Here's Nick Hatfield on Smooth Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.